It's time for a WeChat workout. WeChat. Go to the Cliff Central account. Tap connect. Then message to show.
What's up? Welcome to it. It's Black Life once again. It is Thursday morning at 11. And you know what happens at this time of the morning. We always have Black Life only on Cliff Central. My name is Tamisha Masha. And in the studio with me, I do have Mona BC, who's out there getting some water for us and all sorts of things like that. He's not the local houseboy or anything like that. So, you know, but it's just he was the only other black person here. And the guys in the studio needed water. So we sent him. But in the studio, I got the guys with me who've come back all the way from Cannes. And I'm very excited that they're back from Cannes, because we nearly lost one of the producers and, in fact, the director. You know how what they say, what happens in Cannes must stay in Cannes. And those damn Cannes snow parties nearly took Bradley out, but he's here now. How you doing, Brad?
Yo, what's up, Tamisha? Good to be here. I'm recovering slowly.
Your voice has changed. How you doing, Sean?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. BC, did you get the water?
Hello, Tamisha.
How you doing?
Did
you get the water?
I'm fine, Tamisha.
Did you get the water, man?
I'm going to take a picture of Tamisha, how he looks before he hasn't washed.
That's not
true.
And
if you could be in studio to smell.
Listen, we sent you to get water. Why did you come back without any water?
You know, some of us have assistants, you know? Wherever we go, you know, people organize on our behalf. So, Sean,
Brad, water wasn't
your
organized.
Water's coming.
Thank you.
And welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, guys. It's good to be here. But remember, we're going to be talking about a number of things. Not only Cannes and how the experience was, we're also going to be talking about motoring, what's the latest and the greatest, as well as style tips. Mona BC, anything else that you want to discuss today that we usually discuss? Things like restaurants?
So restaurant style tips, and you know this, and what's happening
this
weekend.
I see you got a nice big bottle of wine. Hey, it says it's got your name there, Mona BC Tete. They spelled my name wrong.
Yeah. No, you don't crack it, unfortunately.
Is it?
Yeah.
I need this bottle of wine. You don't even drink.
It's a limited edition, so I'm number 31 of 150.
Oh, then so, probably they've got number. I'll say number two because number one is Gary, so it's fine.
Sham.
I'll get my number two bottle just now. Ne?
Sham.
Okay.
Sham.
Anyway, so what happened in your world this week? I mean, FIFA was outed.
You know what? That's a significant.
Were you nervous?
That is a significant change. You know, if FIFA can do it after 17 years, then
you know,
El Presidente can also go.
You know me.
After
I didn't get it. I was like, so what? You know what? We all knew that FIFA was the mafia. So and I don't have any problems with them, because at the end of the day, they're the kind of people who know what they're doing. I mean, they take a bribe. But it's like an equal opportunity bribe system. Everybody gets rich if you work for FIFA. It's not like other places where it's only like three guys.
Like in South Africa.
In South Africa, what?
Yeah, in South Africa, I suppose it's free for all, you know? Where they're talking millions of dollars.
Millions, $10 million.
So when you get there, you just multiply the rand by like 12.
Yeah, basically. I must say, Figile Mbalula said that on Twitter. He's available for the presidency of Blatter, FIFA's job.
You're a king.
And I think Brafik should take it, man. As long as he lets me be his assistant, I just want to be there with him, just enjoying the good life with Brafik.
Did you hear when they asked him, so who flew you to Vegas? And he says, Floyd.
Did he say Floyd?
Yeah.
But why can't Floyd fly him to Vegas? What's wrong?
Well, what's his claim to fame?
I think he's Floyd's buddy. They're best friends now that he came here. I mean, I don't understand what the big deal is here.
Oh, don't crazy. Tell me you're in the Mbucks corner, please.
I'm in the Mbucks corner. Mbucks is my guy. He's the future president. You know this.
Please, save it for Private Ryan.
All right. But anyway, what else happened this week that was hectic? Tiko was at George Gogh.
George Gogh.
Nkandla. So tell me something. Were you at first convinced when Mr. Ntleko was talking about the fire pool and you saw that excellent video that they made, that excellent home video with the fire hose and the music behind it that was so emotive, and it was like, you know what? Maybe they got a point. For a second, I was taken. For a second. And then Thuli came back, and then she woke me out of that trance.
Yeah, no. Look, I think there's a borderline between treating people as stupid or assuming that we don't know what's going on. Like he's probably assuming we were all in standard three together and that's where we ended, if not less, you know? So for me, there's a level of assumption that goes on.
You know what's really cool, though? That this was, for me, I think the best part. And this makes me laugh because it's like we went through all this trouble. The president must pay back the money, right? People are saying,
EFT,
pay back the money, whatever. In the end, right, Nhleko comes through. He shows us the fire pool demonstration. And then after, he's like, actually, not only is this guy not paying any money, but we're going to pay more because we've exposed the security at his house. So, boom. In your face.
Yeah, no. This is Mzansi free for all, eh?
Guys, I think that things have changed now. The world is just doing its own thing and
South Africa is doing its own thing.
No, the whole world. I mean, when you look at FIFA, it's doing its own thing as well.
No, but FIFA's been doing it.
Yeah, and I also think the only reason why the Americans got involved, and we really should look at this, is because they don't control world soccer. And this is their only way to control world soccer.
Come on. They are there to root corruption.
You really think that the Americans are just doing this because they're doing us a favor?
Scotland Yard, baby. Scotland Yard, Scotland Interpol. Yard. You know,
they couldn't find any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but they found, uncovered, nearly 20 years of FIFA corruption just like that. Give me a break.
Yeah, and that's how it's supposed to be, you know. For me, I think there's a certain level of corruption that has been rooted out worldwide. You see, it starts at the head. And I think Uncle Blatter, shout out to Uncle Blatter, by the way.
Grandpa Blatter. I want to be his grandkid. Can he adopt me? Is it too late?
Yes, I'm
from Africa. He should adopt me.
Yeah,
and I'm fully grown as well.
Well, let's put it this way. Africa's donating to CONCACAF.
Yeah,
we're donating.
We're rolling.
Yeah.
Like $10 million. Here you go.
Yeah, here you go.
CONCACAF.
South African rugby gets...
Those other blacks need it as well, you know?
They get a Land Rover and a BMW sponsorship, right? Yeah. Safa goes and buys Mercedes-Benz. 220 Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, but you know, Mercedes, Land Rover, or BMW are not trying to be sponsoring, you know, soccer players. let's just be real about that.
Okay? Why?
Are we going to get into this again?
Why?
Every week. It sounds like a broken record. I'm tired of talking about it.
We should call it the sponsorship show.
No, I don't want to talk about it anymore. We all know why. By the way, there's a guy, Brad, here on WeChat. He says, hey, Brad, you have an awesome name, by the way. And he's got a picture with another guy. So I don't know, Brad.
I feel honored.
Okay.
Brad, it actually looks like you, eh?
You could like take one of those places.
You have to come see this picture, Brad.
Wow, right.
There it is. Can you see it?
No, he can't see it there.
Can't see
it? It's your twin, Brad.
I don't know about his twin as much as, like, you know, it's two guys standing very close to each other.
That's a little alarming, I'm not going to lie.
You could be the other guy in that picture. Oh, wow. Right?
Okay, we could start a reality show together.
Yeah. Bad Brad. Brad squared.
Brad squared.
Brad cubed.
Okay,
Brad
cubed.
Okay, but guys, you know what? We've got guests in the studio. Yeah. We just wanted to, like, just shoot the breeze for a little bit and talk about what was happening. What do you got before we get into the whole can thing? Brad,
can we make a movie out of Zuma's, like, Nkandla Gate?
I think it would work as an animated film showing the trials and tribulations of this president.
I like that.
This is like Animal
Farm.
By
the way, we're trademarking this. I'll show you.
Get Pixar involved. Disney some songs. I think it would be great.
Yeah, but make it like an African thing.
Exactly.
My family president household is better than yours. Oh, it's better than yours. Oh, it's better than yours. Better than yours.
Sean, write this down.
Did you write that down? Mm. That's the opening track.
Can we take this to count?
Nkandla, Nkandla, we are going to Nkandla.
Dumisha, this is not the Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Please.
It's Zulu, so it's gotta have like that feel, you know?
No. I think, you know, Kauleti Nkandla Yami.
Kauleti Yami. Keep going. I've got you.
Sean, are you guys gonna back me, eh?
Sounds amazing.
I'm
getting moist.
Brad, this is part of the animation. So you can stop us and produce like at any stage. You know?
Are you sure? You don't mind?
Yeah. No.
Brad does good drums.
I think an octave higher would be great, guys. Yeah, and Sean's going to contribute with his Bollywood. He's got that Bollywood soul.
Yeah, Sean can do that whole Bollywood thing, man. He looks like a Bollywood.
He can actually fill in the Gupta Gate side.
Yeah, you see?
Exactly.
There you go. We have a show.
Are we making a show? We're making a movie. I just need
that
to be
one.
Clear.
That's one.
It's a whole package, so, man. It's a whole package.
This is pretty cool because now we're multi, racial and everything.
Yeah. We've even got George Koch.
We got the Jesus character because there's Brad. I mean,
Brad,
we're expanding.
Jesus was a Jew, and we got Brad. So there you go.
Only on Thursdays.
Okay, so guys, how did Can go? Seriously.
Can went well.
Did you get Naomi Harris's number? Did you meet her?
We got close.
Did she sit on your lap?
She walked past us waving to the paparazzi.
In your general direction.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought she was waving at me. I pretended. I like to think she was waving at me.
Okay, come on. You didn't say anything? You didn't like... She with a man?
You know, she was, and there's...
Man? Not like a security. Her man.
Who is her man, actually?
I don't know who's her man.
And Sean, you just let her walk past as well. You didn't do anything.
Sean,
bro, come on.
What could I do? There was security.
That was your role. That's just your guy.
One job, man.
Get in there and do that. You had one job.
One chance.
Cool, she was on the red carpet. There was like security.
There were more security in the red carpet than like Fort Knox, guys. It was tough.
Listen, man.
Guys.
Sean, I'm very disappointed, eh?
I'm disappointed in myself.
Why did you pull the African card? You know?
I know a lot of guys who would have made it happen, hey? Like the guys from Durban that I know.
And they probably would have been arrested. But it's fine.
But they would have gotten the job done, Okay.
Baby steps. We're learning.
Guys, it was the condition of my parole being allowed to go in the first place that I was to not get into trouble.
All right, but you guys went to watch Mad Max. Max, right?
Uh-huh.
You went to the actual premiere.
That was red carpet again, guys. It was pretty epic.
Tell me about that. First of all, how did it start? Where did you get the tickets? What happened?
They just gave it to us when they heard we were there. They said, there you go, guys.
Welcome. Who are they? Who are these people?
Everybody needs a day in their life.
You guys need to be a little bit more, give us a little bit more detail.
It was tight, actually, because the way the Can sort of ticketing system works is that you kind of choose what films you'd like to watch or what you want to go see for the red carpet screenings, and then they send you the invitations.
Okay.
So we were lucky enough, I don't even know how it actually happened, but we got invitations for Mad Max. That was like the first round of films that we got. Unfortunately, due to some circumstances, we were unable to claim.
What? Huh?
Hi, Brad.
I'm not saying it. Sean can say that.
What circumstances?
No.
Brad, Sean, speak up.
We sort of missed our flight to Cannes.
How do you get that right?
How did you miss your flight to Cannes?
Black man's time and you both don't look black.
Yeah, no, we managed to get ourselves from Johannesburg to Dubai. And then while we were in Dubai, the plane flew away and we weren't on it.
How did this happen?
It's awful.
Brad, I was trusting you, man. You're the only one guy in the picture here, and you didn't make this happen. How did you make this happen?
I can't even give you a proper answer. It's my shame that will haunt me for the rest of my life.
I'm very disappointed in you, Brad.
Are you disappointed, Tamisha? I was also. Don't worry.
This was time is your thing.
Oh man, yeah. It was cold. It was cold, but whatever.
We made it.
We figured it out. But the thing is. We lost the opening to claim the ticket. So when we actually arrived, the premiere was already like in the process of sort of taking place. People were already walking the carpet. So we had to Ocean's 11 the hell out of this.
Hold on. We're going to get to that. So you guys, as you got there, people were walking in. You still don't have your tickets.
We don't have a ticket.
But you're wearing your tuxedo, right?
We're like ready to go.
No, we're like, this is happening.
Tuxedo with this. It had to be like bow tie tuxedo, not just
full
a
on,
normal tie.
Full on.
Black shoes. Everything.
Yeah, they were turning people away if they weren't dressed right. Like, they were literally saying, like, women who were wearing flats and not heels, they weren't even allowed in. Like, they were strict.
Wow. Yeah, how crazy was that producer's wife who got turned back? Make the damn film and your wife gets turned back.
That was so sexist.
Bastards.
Yeah. But anyway.
Because they're black.
So what happened?
They're not black.
Yeah, probably because they're
black. Yeah,
not black.
Luckily, thanks to previous travels to that region, we knew the Palais well. So we used the back door. We found the back door of the Palais and found somebody else to get us to the ticketing counter.
You guys get bootleg tickets. You got bootleg
tickets.
You guys pulled a Zuma in Cannes.
Yeah,
We're learning from the best.
You know what?
I'm going to give you a round of applause.
You know what? That is what a South African does.
This probably shouldn't be on public.
Plan.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't take no for an answer.
And then they say Zuma's corrupt. If he teaches, if people can learn how to do that,
Zuma's teaching us how to do things properly.
These are life lessons. These are important life lessons.
Important life lessons.
Exactly.
And then what happened when you guys got there?
We got the tickets eventually. We got in. We watched the film. That's the
We were blown away. Our eyes melted and fucking
exploded. Like IMAX stuff?
What a film.
Well,
man.
The cinema.
Was it in 3D? Because I didn't enjoy it.
No, it wasn't 3D.
That was rubbish.
The Grand Theatre Lumiere. Everything about those words is what you can expect.
2,000 people.
Le Grand Theatre Lumiere.
2,000 people sit in that cinema.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
massive screen.
And none of that 3D bullshit.
None of that 3D.
You know, they should force directors to wear those horrible glasses that we wear in the theater.
Yeah, I like 3D.
I hate 3D.
There's some good films that use it.
But it makes the whole film darker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's
and then
true.
it's like this filter that's just come on that everything is now
but
you can't see.
You get like an extra dimension into the frame. You know?
I don't
it's
need
more
that.
Immersive.
No, there's no such thing.
No?
Oh my God. But anyway, I saw the movie with the wife. We went there together and I thought it was an amazing
movie. Wait, in Cannes as well, hey?
In Kandlang. That's where I watched it. In Kandlang. So, it was like a visual feast, man.
It was a fucking masterpiece.
So the action was like, how did they do that?
Well, the film was one long action scene if you think about it. Like, it started and it just hit the ground running
and it never
just
stopped.
Never let go. It grabbed you and said, we're fucking going on this
road.
It was
what Fast and Furious 7 was actually supposed to be. And they got it right.
It was,
I mean, Tom Hardy hardly said anything in that whole film.
Well, he probably didn't speak for the first half of it, I think.
Yeah, he didn't speak for the first half of it. His face was covered for most of it.
Yeah.
So it was just like a nice long break in Namibia for him, because most of that stuff was stunt double stuff anyway.
Yeah.
And Charlize Theron was she had such a powerful role as well. It was great. She was like, it was almost her film in a lot of ways.
She looked like a big Buramesi there, hey? Yeah. She was like a big badass Buramesi.
Well, she's close to home, so I think she could relate.
She was in Sokomon. That's where they shot it.
All about the women in Cannes this year, though.
Really? Yeah.
What about
did they turn it up? Eh?
Big women, yeah. As in the women were large, or or the films were big.
Just
women.
Ignore him.
I don't
just
understand. What do you mean?
Just ignore him.
Just because he's large, then everybody else.
You know?
Be like,
oh! Once I didn't say it.
I'm tired of holding my breath. Okay.
Sure. My man.
All right, BC, okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay, we're going to let you talk for a while.
I'm just saying. I'm sure you just made my week, dog.
Yeah. All right, cool. So these big women films. Big women in films.
Yeah.
Okay, which women are these?
There was everybody. Salma Hayek was there.
Met Salma Hayek.
We totally grabbed a coffee.
Yeah.
That's a joke. That did not happen.
No. We were pretty close. The closest to Salma as anybody else.
You told me you met Salma.
I did not.
That's why you came onto the show.
That's what you put.
That's why you came onto the damn show.
I'm going to read your WhatsApp.
No, don't.
I'm going to read your WhatsApp. Tell me what happened with Salma then.
It's all about how you frame the narrative, and you might have interpreted it that way.
This is your chance to come clean, Sean.
No, we did not meet her, you know? We just said we saw her. In our minds, we were meeting. It was like a moment, but in hers, maybe not so much.
Can I ask you a question? Did she look back at you? At least did she like...
She smiled and waved.
In your general direction?
Yeah, because I was the only guy not taking a picture of her, so like there was something unique about that.
But she probably thought you were from Miami or something like that, you know?
No.
Or Goa.
No.
Or Goa. Yeah, she probably thought like you were from like... What's
from
that? Yeah, from that side of the world.
Yeah, he was sporting some pretty sexy glasses, so I think it's not far, far stretch. But she's much shorter in person, which was kind of funny.
You mean she's shorter than she is in films?
Indeed.
She's a lot hotter in reality, though. I got to tell you,
she
looks.
Is she single?
I don't know. I'm married, so it doesn't matter.
But you're not married in Cannes, eh? Sorry, even my wife understood that, because when she heard that you guys went to that house party at the mansion, she was actually like kind of sad for me. She was like, "Babe, you really should have gone. I would have wanted you to go." And I was like,
"You'd have gotten along well with Eddie."
Who's Eddie? Like Eddie Murphy?
Eddie's like this guy whose villa it was. He owned the villa, and he was there to party with everybody.
Tell us about the villa experience. What happened there?
Can we get serious?
The villa experience was the most random experience of the entire Cannes trip, because basically, the night before, we were out partying on the Cannes Strip, and we were at this one particular party where I met the guy standing at the door, and it's just random chat, because he was there in a t-shirt while this was a black tie event, and he had a dog with him. So I unique something about him, so I decided to chat. This conversation led to us giving him the business card. The same night, we got this invitation to this exclusive villa party the next night. And so we went. It was about 10 minutes out of the central part of Cannes, or the beach strip part of Cannes. And wow. That's all I could say. It was the most random party because it had nothing to do with the festival at all. These guys were just there selling, wait for it, stem cell cream.
Where do you put the stem cell cream?
No. Face
cream. I don't want to answer.
On your Johnson?
Face cream made out of stem cells. Stem cells.
But I can understand. I mean, like, that rejuvenates the shit out of you. You'd probably be like,
that is
youngster.
The most random place to sell it.
No, they only sell in Cannes.
That is the right place.
That's the right place. Think
why
about
is it the right place?
Because you will have baby soft skin forever.
They only sell to Cannes. Like, that's their market.
That's their big market.
They come to Cannes.
It's probably like hectically super expensive, right?
$10,000.
A tab.
No, not for the cream, sorry.
No, no, it's $100,000 for the injection.
Yeah.
It was $10,000.
$100,000 for what? An injection. Into your face.
Into your face. You do it three times, apparently. So it's three injections of $100,000
each. Who are these guys?
They gave us free samples, which we left there because we didn't
trust. This is such a great scam, though.
It's ridiculous.
Did you get their numbers? Like, let's forget about making movies for a second, guys. Can we get into business with these guys?
This is why we're here. We're here to promote our new venture.
Our new stem cell venture.
I mean, think about all
we need.
We need
to fire our producers. Palisa, you're fired.
Is just Patrice Motsepe's wife. Let's see, Edith Fenter. Who else?
Nice, yeah. Sean, take notes.
Yeah, take notes, Sean. One of the Gupta wives, just the three of them.
Seven of them.
That's fine.
One of the Zuma wives. Just
five
coming to our salon where we inject them with these stem cells, which we can get from anywhere.
Any umbilical cord. Your latest
any umbilical
hospital.
Cord.
A lot
okay?
of people having babies these days.
A lot of people forgetting that they can like use that umbilical cord, you know? And all we need is three a month. Three a month. That's $300,000.
No, it's three once off. Well, after your third one, you're done.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we just need like three in coming through the
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
A month.
That's right.
You know,
slow.
All those Angolan millionaires that are coming out. In fact, we put this in Cape Town, dude.
I like this. I like where we're going.
Did
with
you guys,
this,
get their numbers?
We did.
Okay,
good. I've got Eddie. He's the chairman of the company. I got his card.
And
Eddie.
He's got the house with the villa.
Yeah, that's why he's got a villa.
He owns the villa
in Cannes,
yeah.
Right? Because he's just selling like one stem cell injection a day.
Yeah,
this is better than crack.
So you guys were there for the right reason.
Okay, but anyway,
get the car. What actually took you guys there? I mean,
oh, you missed the first edition of this show.
So we made a short film that was accepted to screen at the festival. The beginning, which was starring Tumi Shamasha.
Well, it's basically a self-promotion.
Nepotism.
I think he didn't even listen to the podcast.
No,
you can hear it clearly.
No,
okay,
no,
but it's fine. It's fine. So just keep telling him. Just tell him. Because I think sometimes he forgets who I am. It really does.
It's cool. We'll catch him up to speed. But yeah, so we made the short film and we started sending it out. We premiered it in Cannes. That was sort of like the world premiere of it, and it was accepted to the short film showcase of the festival, and that was our in, and we used that as to get us to the festival, and then to try and start working on a feature that we're developing to get some interest overseas with what we're looking at as our next project, which is Firetown.
Yeah, very good.
There you go.
We got a message from Brad, by the way. Just to stop you there. We're going to come back to
messages.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
But Brad says, I downloaded Mad Max.
Oh,
come on. Brad.
You're killing our business, Brad.
That's cold, eh? That's,
no sitting next to people munching popcorn and fiddling with street rappers for me. He's not a very social guy, Brad.
Yeah,
okay,
Brad.
Sharp. Yeah. Now we know. You see,
Brad, you cut me deep, Brad.
Yeah. Brad cubed.
Clearly, bootlegging comes in all shapes, colors, and sizes. You see, it's not just a Nigerian thing.
It's not only in Nkanda.
You mustn't talk like that about my president, eh? You're going to mess with my tenders that are, like, even, like, getting money for our next movie. Please, Monobis. The things that are said by Monobis are not necessarily shared by myself, Brad, or Sean about Nkandla and the Guptas. We just want to put it out there. If there's any government money going around, we'll take some of that.
Yeah.
Monobis has clearly got enough of his own. And,
he
will be sitting outside. Hopefully,
it's called hard work.
Hopefully, Musi will give
him
some. Hard work. But if no one's going to give you money to fund your next
Auntie
business,
Zilla will give
hard work
some,
is even the lady who cleans the floors at the DA office is hardworking.
Yeah.
But what about it? Is she ever going to get to see that Porsche Cayenne? I don't think so.
And you, are you ever going to be asked to come to Nkandla?
You never know. I'm working my way there.
We're going to shoot a film there. That's
we're going to shoot a film there.
Yeah.
But you're going to expose the security. Location. Then it means he needs to build another house.
That's okay. So. That's the best. That's the least we can do for our president.
We're just going to help.
I see someone. Anyway, nonetheless, let's get back to the beautiful life of villas and what kind of, like, at a party in Cannes, what kind of drinks are served? Is it like champagne?
A lot of champagne.
In the pool?
A lot of champagne.
Is that pool made of champagne?
No.
The alcohol flows.
Does flow, though.
We went to like a cocktail party. There was something like
10 bars.
10 bars. Free drinks all around.
Yeah. Like,
don't pay for a thing. It was
literally 10 bars at every turn.
All the way down like the beach strip.
But that sounded like Cliff Central's first birthday party was like that.
Yeah. I think it was sponsored by them, actually.
Oh, sponsored by
Cliff Central.
That's just how they roll.
So 10 bars. Did you try and drink at all the bars?
We made a stop at every single one.
Yeah, we had to.
Tour. Had to, right? Okay.
We had to tour the bars.
So what did you guys drink while you were in Cannes?
Champagne and orange juice was my go-to. Yeah,
Brad's go-to.
That's one, Brad.
That was
yourself, Sean?
I was sampling the drafts, but some of them were horrible, hey?
Drafts?
Some of them were really bad. Like, the American Pavilion Party draft was like piss, man. Like,
yeah, why would you go all the way to Cannes to drink American beer, dog?
Nah, you left SAB here and you want to go there.
No, it was cool. It's like lots of draft available, you know, on tap, as they say. So,
and did you have any great meetings while you were there, talking about Firetown, that sort of thing? Because that's what you're really there
for.
I mean, Cannes is not.
We got so distracted by the glitz and glamour of the moment,
Salma Hayek.
That we just totally just made it about that, man.
Yeah. I see. Yeah, you said that you were rubbing shoulders with Tom Hardy. Charlize was there. That's what you said.
Yeah.
You said Charlize, and then what's his name? Weinstein.
Yeah, we saw Harvey.
Harvey Weinstein.
We say what's up.
You saw him. He was there, or like he was actually.
We gave him a high five, and he was like, "Hey, what's up, guys? Cool, nice, good times." Okay.
We couldn't hand him the script, though, unfortunately.
No, you don't want to hand him the script without an NDA.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he'll take it away.
These are the important terms we need. Yeah,
that's why I should have been there.
We didn't have our legal department.
Legal expert, you know.
So I know we had some good meetings. We had some fruitful. We've got some good things in development. Very promising. It was a great experience for that on that end. You know, I mean, that was the reason we wanted to go there. And just kind of getting our names out there and sort of making that first step into the international space, you know.
Now, I gotta say, shout out to you and to Tandy, Tandy Piran, by the way. Just what an amazing teaser we managed to put together. This teaser, let me tell you, if it was in and of itself a product,
have we got
was
it?
Called
have
the we got best it? Maybe... product in the world. It was like literally. The one guy was a sales agent, and he watched the teaser and he said he has never in his life been presented with a pitch tool as well made as the one we just showed him.
From South Africa.
Can we get access to that?
Hang on.
We can't put it public, unfortunately.
Not right now, at least. Right now, at least. But we're thinking of seeing what we can do with it sort of going forward for getting some interest going and, you know, getting a bit more of the profile.
We can't just even play the sound of it.
No, we can't.
We can probably play the sound.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. You want to have the full experience.
Oh, Brent, why do you think you're here?
I'm sorry, man. I've got
to... You can't play NDA stuff here, huh? You're being counter-revolutionary.
You've got to be precious about this stuff, guys. It's important.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, it is that kind of product that we can't use in the public space, but no, it does its job. Let's just know that.
Okay.
Me, I'm speechless.
What are you looking for there?
I am looking for something so to show you guys, because me, I like to show you guys. Well, I'm gonna play something for you guys. This is the latest thing that's just come out. There's some very creative people out there, because obviously you were talking about Nkandla. And if I can just get a mic out, you guys talk about something while I sort myself out here. You do something, that's interesting. Talk about something, Monobis.
Well, you said earlier that you wanted to talk about food and restaurants and that type of thing. So let's just take a moment and give Brad his time, because Bradley sampled just about every burger at the Steak and Shake in Cannes. Like literally Steak every burger that was on the menu, he had at any given point. So he can tell you a little bit about that.
What kind of food was happening there? Like the Steak and Shake, what was that all about?
So Steak and Shake is like, it's like an up-class McDonald's. It's the only way I can describe it. I mean, we went on a budget. You know, we weren't exactly like rolling in it, so we kind of had to.
So every free meal, you had to like maximize it.
We maximized. Yeah. Steak and Shake was sort of within our range most of the time. So, you know, for better or worse, we spent a lot of time in that.
That's a steak.
And so tell me something. If you went to a party, did you guys like bring along a little baggie so that you could like?
No, we're not that.
No, you should have.
Not like, that bad. We're not that bad.
You're from Africa. It's just that we're from Africa. If they ask.
We're starving.
We're taking this back home.
We were blessed enough to not be that bad. Let's put it that way.
So the NFVF, they gave you some money for food and things like that? Not really? No.
We ate their food. They had a stand in the pavilion. In the
what did they show though? Village. Or like what did they have?
A couple of movies and like different things that they got on the go there that they decided to show.
That's good. Like what movies?
I don't know. Just Ayanda.
They actually had a couple of interesting. They had the first South African zombie film, which looked really, really cool. We met the filmmakers, and I'd like just a shout out to them. They were great. Howard was the director.
No, I think that's pretty cool, though. I mean, there were other South African films there.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, there's a zombie film. Ayanda, by the way, is Stone made
Cold
by Terry
something Peto. Something. Stone Cold somebody. I don't know.
I can't remember that.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
So how many people from South Africa
that's the WWE. Person. Oh, okay.
There was quite a presence. I think there was.
Do we have a number of films out there?
I don't have a number like offhand, but I know that there was. We definitely had a strong presence because there were
market screenings. So basically, the NFVF supported these films and took them out to Cannes to show to the sellers and out to the buyers and sales agents and things. So what they do is they book a market screening and they invite all these sales agents to it and then they showcase the film. You know, so it's not really like accepted into the festival, not even part of the festival as such. It's just something you can do. You pay for it and you get it done.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome, though. But I think that the fact that they were out there marketing South African film is pretty good. We can't complain.
Well, that's definitely
that.
A step. It's definitely a step in the right direction. Mm.
So yeah, no, it was really cool. We had Mr. David Kao in Cannes.
Did he have a film out there?
He was there, I think, selling or trying to gain some traction for a film he's making. So yeah, we met him. He was there. Like, he also emceed the South African networking party the one night. Well, tried to MC it because basically they made the mistake of feeding people a whole lot of alcohol and food and whatnot and got them really excited. And then just as this excitement peaked, they decided, hold on, guys, we need to do some speeches and things.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad idea.
And they got Kao on there on the microphone trying to speak French and keep people quiet because they wanted to get the CEO of the NFVF on and they wouldn't bring her on without the noise level
Who
coming down.
Who is the
down.
New CEO, Obama?
Good question, hey? Google.
The CEO of what?
The NFVF.
Oh. Okay, why you do
lovely
that?
Lady,
why
I just don't
you
know.
Do her
name.
Name.
I want to play you guys
I actually
something.
Have no idea.
Check these ladies out, guys.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Check them or let me Balale preaching kwenzenjani. Tweet. Tweet. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Huh? Ini leti tweet, tweet, tweet. Lom shinu ya sutuza. Ini leti tweet, tweet, tweet. Lom shinu ya sikosa. Ini leti tweet, tweet, tweet. Lom shinu ya sutuza. Ini leti tweet, tweet, tweet. Lom shinu ya sikosa. Cashless, who really paid you for the FIFA World Cup? Cashless. I don't have money to renew my license. Hashtag. Ask Umusi, maybe he's got the answers.
No.
What do you think of that, huh?
Tick was the George Gogh.
That was epic.
Oh, I said George. Oh.
So can we make this movie now, guys?
Yeah, I could just see the soundtrack playing in the back with all sorts of cutaways.
That's, our, that's our theme song. That's our opening right there.
Yeah. This would like take over Zambezia, ne? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
On that scale, right?
Yeah. On that scale. Though.
So we get like LL Cool J to do some voices, you know?
All the voices. I think you should just do all the voices.
And then who's the old
LL Cool J? Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson.
Was it
LL Cool J and Zambezi?
And well,
really,
same difference. Same difference.
I can see LL Cool J and Zambezi like as a bird,
when I'm alone
always
in my
licking
room.
His beak. Mm. Yo, so you know what I was thinking was maybe we could just like go over to the Oasis and have a sip of water before the lions come over. You know.
Yeah. On the mighty Zambezia.
And at the mighty Zambezi River, you know. Because we're in Africa, y'all.
Damn, it's like LL Cool J's in the room with us.
I channeled him.
No,
it's crazy.
Brad, please, Brad. You never give compliments to Dumisha. His ass will get bigger. His head will get bigger.
I'm learning.
When are you taking your show on the road?
I should. My one man show on Tumisha.
Like Trevor should be so worried right now.
He should.
He might actually lose that whole.
Trevor's at Monte John Casino, Stewart actually.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. Like he'd be like, oh yeah, shit, I hate that one of these guys. And, you know,
he asked me to open up for him. You know? Right, I was like, nah, I don't open up for small boys. Sorry, Trev. You know, we just came back from the Cannes Film Festival. You know,
yeah. Okay, well, I think it's time that we spoke a little bit about some of the things that have been happening out here in South Africa, especially when it comes to things that we said we would talk about, like, for example, the style tips that we have for the people, especially people who are going to Cannes. What were people wearing that side, guys?
Your Cannes is a weird place like that. Hey, I think it's the only place where you could be in a setting where some people are wearing their black tie suits and things that they just worn on the red carpet.
Yeah.
A couple of guys are still in the jeans and shirts and things that they've been in the whole day. And some guys that might have had an afternoon off came in shorts and slops. Wow. And that particular guy was South African.
it's really a melting pot of styles. I mean, you've got people, like Sean says, just dressed from like dressed to the nines to dressed like a homeless person. it's mad.
Whatever you want to wear. Well, here's some style tips for you for the red carpet. Okay, always go for a blue, black, or gray tailored suit with a white shirt. Stay away from bright colors like red, green, yellow, as we call them, the Mashangan colors. Don't go there in the Mashangan colors, okay? You must always stick to the classics. And then match your shoes with your belt and your pocket square with your tie. Okay, you don't have to wear all four at the same time. Did you guys match your pocket square with your tie?
I hadn't. My pocket square with my tie was 100%.
Yeah. Okay. Magical. What color was your pocket square?
It was a crimson meridian.
And what color was your tie?
A crimson meridian.
Okay. I just said, you know, go for the classic colors, but, you know, Brad.
I'm out the box, man.
Brad is from where he's from. He's a Shanghai Jew.
That's how I roll.
Well, Matthew McConaughey wore a burgundy colored coat. Like his jacket was.
All right. But he is Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. And Sean Penn never even got a bow tie.
Yeah, Sean Penn didn't have a tie on. It was.
Did he get in?
He did.
That's what happens when you're dating Charlize.
Exactly.
That's racist, man. Bastards. They let Sean Penn in, but they wouldn't let the other ladies.
It's hard. Yep. Double standards, man.
Double standard, because he's Sean Penn. He was going to kick somebody's ass. Anyway, black shoes might seem boring and safe, but are actually always classy. So what kind of shoes did you guys wear? Boys, we spoke about this before you left.
Yeah,
what
I color did you wear? Shoes. I had black
shoes. Black shoes. Sean? I mean, Brad?
I was wearing my like slops, man. That was a cool thing. No?
Yeah,
Brad
was trying to be that director.
No, I was black shoes. I adhered. I wanted to get in. Of course I'm going to wear black shoes.
And Sean, I hope you left your shades in the car. I know you're that guy.
No,
I hope you went that Indian guy with your shades on.
Those shades represented.
Those things made the difference, man. It put me.
Oh, Lord.
The paparazzi were taking pictures of me.
Yeah.
Go on to Facebook. You can
put
see
him on the map.
It's there. Okay. All to see.
And it says here you're only allowed to pattern or print on one item, and preferably not the suit.
My boxers were a great pattern.
Okay, that's great. I'm sure Naomi enjoyed it very much. Naomi Harris was like, these boxers, what pattern are they?
Naomi Harris?
What? But it's fine.
What?
It's a Naomi Watts. I'm sorry. There's so many Naomis out there. They all sound the same. But they're not actually the same, because Naomi Harris played Winnie Mandela, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Naomi Watts played...
King Kong's girlfriend.
King Kong's girlfriend. That's why she's going to be with Brad now. Hello, King Kong.
All the references. I guess that's
what they call you.
That's
in
what
Rose
she's
Land.
Known for. King Kong's girlfriend. It's a hard life.
All right. So with us today, we've got a young man who's going to tell us a little bit about Motrin. What's brand new? How are you doing?
Mputana.
Puti or Gren?
Good and not
young. Oh, hold up. Maybe I should just switch you on first, eh?
Oh, yeah. I was saying good and not young.
Okay. But you must speak into your mic so we can hear you.
Yeah.
One of those one directional. Oh, it's mono-directional mics.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not so young, but you are good, though.
Yeah. Which is a motoring journalist at Black Magazine.
Okay, so what's the latest thing that's happening out there in the world of motoring?
Well, a lot. But I think I'm here to talk about Mercedes AMG.
What's going on in the Mercedes?
Well, they've got a new car out. Okay. C63.
Ah, okay. The one that other people will be buying instead of the M3.
It's gorgeous, eh? I forgot.
So how does it measure up to the great M3? You do understand. Like, no matter what Mercedes does, especially with the C63, it's always about how it measures up to the M3. Well, it's better than the M3. It's not so good as the M3.
The price is very handsome.
What's the price?
Ayman, you're getting me offline. I was about to answer him. Well, the price, starting at one million, let me not be like the president. 1,004,700 for the C63.
1,004,700.
Yes, and 1,163,400 for the C63S.
Brad, you're good with numbers. Please, can you explain what he just said?
I'm good. Am I good with numbers? I missed that memo.
How's a producer good with numbers?
Can I get one in black, red, and maybe an orange, please?
Oh, all right. I didn't know you were a Mercedes guy, Sean.
No, I'll just see, the price is in my budget, so I'll take
it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it's month end.
One trip of cons and it's in your budget.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, he was at the stem cell party.
Yeah, Eddie's paying.
Investments, guys.
Yeah. Puti, so it starts from?
Yeah, it starts from, because it's got two models.
So it's 1.3.
Aye, Bob.
1.4 million.
1.163 for the S, because it's actually two models for the first time, unlike BMW.
That's 1.2, really?
No.
Okay.
It's 1.16.
Unlike BMW, I'd like to hear this one.
Unlike BMW, the M3, it's just one model. This is two models, two different power outputs. The standard one makes about 350 kilowatts, beats the M3, and the S makes a hefty 335 kilowatts,
okay,
beats the M3.
Beats
properly.
It how? I mean, you see, because until you put it on the road, you can't just give me a figure. Everyone says like, yeah, but it's got more horsepower. Okay, put it on the road. Does the horsepower translate to
the back
wheels?
Well, that's true. That is true. Until we can
get my cars, my brother. I know.
So okay, he knows it's BMW. That's all you know.
Tech now.
No one. Until we can actually put them side by side, you know, as I'm testing.
It's just a speculation, right?
Yeah, but I mean, numbers.
Okay, let's say, what's the claim 0 to 100?
They're talking 4.0 dead.
4 on the dot.
4 on the dot, while your favorite brand claims 4.1 on the
4.1
dot.
4.1 on the dot, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we've also always seen that those things, you know, they don't always work out.
Yeah, you know, whether.
Does it turn the corner?
You know what? Actually. What I can tell you what they've done is obviously perhaps listen to a lot of people and they've really beefed it up in terms of you know, in fact, we'll put a video on the site where I try to get to drift the car. Let's see.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about your experience actually when you're about to drive the car. First of all, when you open the door and get inside, what is the look and feel?
It's a lot of Alcantara.
Okay.
A lot of Alcantara. Mercedes has actually sort of stepped up the game in terms of luxury.
Like that suede leather.
Yeah, Swedish. A lot of chrome, you know,
yeah,
chrome effects. Basically luxury, you know, okay, as expected of Mercedes. They've done much better than they did the last time out. It's a very comfortable car, by the way.
Okay.
For a sporting brand.
For an everyday drive.
It is a very, very comfortable car. That's the one thing I took away from the whole experience. Mm. You know, say, you know what? Without me going to a track, I could live with this. I could go to black every day.
Can I ask which one you drove out of the two?
Both.
You drove both?
Yeah.
Okay, the slightly cheaper one, the 1.16. That's the starting one, right?
No. That's the hectare.
Let's just say a good, you're spending 1 million and some change.
Yeah.
The one for 1 million and some change.
Yeah.
Was there a real big difference in the two?
The smaller one sucks, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's not talk about it. So basically, I must just get the one for 1.16 million.
Just go for the big boy.
Oh, okay. It's not bad. Okay. What are the differences in terms of the standard equipment that you get and the options?
What? I wouldn't want standard equipment. What sound does it come with?
In terms of what?
Standard equipment.
Here's why I'm asking this.
What sounds?
Because when you get to that level where you're buying these cars, ne? You understand one day.
Yeah.
Tickle us at George Koch.
You think that price, you're getting all the things that were in the poster. But
yeah,
actually, there's
not
all. Everything you saw in the poster was an option.
Yeah, no, it's still the same. You know, it's still a lot of catalogs and options to go through. But you do get a steering wheel. You do get some pedals.
The Alcantara is, I think, standard.
It will be standard.
But the sound system, the one that you really want,
I must say, I didn't listen to the music, you know. I just didn't have time.
What kind of a black man are you?
No. I was listening to the other
it's got
two sound systems.
Are you trying to impress the white people?
Yeah, clearly.
No, there's two sound systems. There is the one that I didn't care about on the day, and the one which you call a sports exhaust, which you can put on. Now that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, but okay. But when you get to Kasi, you're gonna want to like.
No. You trust me. With this one, you're gonna want to to get people to listen to the sound outside, not inside.
And how's the sound outside? Is it even better than the last?
Oh yeah.
Because that's always been the big thing about
exactly.
The 63s.
Yes.
It's just the sound.
It's
of
just
that
the sound.
Beautiful engine.
It's better now.
Wow.
You know, and because it's a new engine, of course.
Yes.
You know, it's a whole new engine. It's a new V8, 4 liters now, rather than the 6.2, and it's twin turbocharged. So we actually expected that it will be muted, but man, they've done magic with that thing.
Okay.
In fact, they said to us, they had 52 sounds to choose from for the car, and they nailed it to that one, and I think they got it right.
Okay. In terms of fuel economy and that sort of thing.
What's that?
No, but I mean, you know,
yeah,
nowadays.
Who's that? Come on, you don't drive that car for fuel economy. Dimitri, get out of here.
Shut up.
Get out of here.
Shut up.
You just leave. You just leave.
I'm gonna
let's
No, wait, but can we be real?
No, you don't drive that car for petrol.
Everybody goes through that time of the month.
No,
you haven't been paid yet. Especially if you're gonna buy that car, you're probably like,
you don't even work 9 to 5. So why would you
hold up?
No.
You don't work 9 to 5. So it's just before payday. You haven't been paid.
Aye, boss.
It's a you're like,
man. No.
You're limping from petrol station to petrol station.
I think, thank God, we've got the National Credit Act that will avoid such things. You know, if you can't afford it, you're not going to get it. C200
thank
for
you. Thank
just
you.
Tell me
no,
what
let
the
him
fuel
keep
consumption
his BMW.
Is.
And he'll never get a sponsorship.
Does it have a pro, like the BMW.
You know, the classic answer to that, if you ask him fuel consumption, you can't afford the car.
Hey, yeah.
I don't
care.
I can just afford the car. How about if I can just afford the car?
Just afford the car.
Then go to BMW and go.
Well,
buy
I'll tell you, you'll save a lot of fuel if you just park it at home.
Okay, that's a good answer.
On a different tip, guys, when you were in France, did you guys go to the French Riviera Museum? Did you guys do any like sightseeing stuff?
No,
I'm looking at Sean and
the only sight they saw was Salma Hayek and Naomi Watts.
Yeah,
and Charlize Theron.
There's absolutely
so much
no time
to do in Cannes.
Absolutely no time. It's one of the most busiest. I think you've seen that many people in your life as you see in one place, and just everybody's on the go. And yeah, there isn't some people did manage to find time to go to Saint-Tropez and to to various other places, but we were there with a bit of a game face and
we had a purpose and we were like, we're gonna knock this stuff
we're
out.
We're trying
of
to sell a
did
movie.
Did you guys see?
We did go to Monaco. We did go to the Monaco
just
Grand
about
Prix.
To ask,
yeah,
did
we did.
You,
we did go to Monaco
okay.
Grand Prix.
Did you see any fancy cars? Did you
oh,
see
there
any,
we go. That was a good question. Okay. I was waiting for that one.
We saw lots of fancy cars. I mean, the sad thing about it, though, and talking about these fast cars and everything that you're talking about, you got Ferraris and Bugattis on the road,
but the
traffic in Monaco on race day is so insane. Those cars were going nowhere. We were walking past. So yeah, unfortunately, the city's in gridlock during race day, and but we also got
all
to
the
walk
roads are closed.
Well, we got to walk the track after the race. They open it all up, and then people are lying on the floor next to pole position and taking selfies and things like that. So it's quite crazy. But yeah, it was a good race as well.
Had a good time, man.
Super awesome.
Our tax money.
Yeah. So don't ever moan that someone else. Don't you ever?
Don't ever. You went to Monaco on my tax money.
How? That part we paid on our own.
Right.
So disclaimer.
Right.
Disclaimer. That was paid for.
Right.
Yeah.
No. I hope my friends at SARS are listening. Huh?
By the way, Monavisi just got a really massive gift of the chocolate block. His friends at SARS
exclusively.
If you want to do a quick audit, he also gets a lot of other free stuff that you might want to check out. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah, no. Let's just move right along. Let's just move right along. Puti, any other cars that we can look forward to?
Yeah, no. It's a whole world out there, man.
The whole world is fine.
We
drove the Opel Mokka. While we were
shame,
in Cannes, huh? And
shame.
Yeah, Brad had an interesting experience because it was basically a left-hand drive vehicle driving the right-hand side of the road. And
what?
Yeah,
that's so confusing.
It is very fucking confusing.
A left-hand drive car.
Yeah,
or driving on the right side of the road.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Insane.
So hang on a second. They drive on a different side of the road than we do.
Yes,
but you had a car that was like from here.
Almost. No, we had. Proper car for the other side of it.
No, but I must say that's not the car's problem, because I had the very same experience in Dubai, driving a Porsche, and I realized one thing: that's how cars are meant to be driven.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, your brain,
yeah,
it just changes in a way that, man, we're driving completely wrong here.
Yeah,
is it? No, completely for sure. Wrong.
Because when I was in the States, I couldn't get it. I always felt a little bit odd. And I can't imagine changing a gear with my...
That's just
my
bad right habit. That's just bad habit. One of the questions that I asked about left-hand drive compared to right-hand is when they build cars today, they do a lot of what you call weight distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So you ask yourself, because most of the cars are built left-hand drive and then obviously go... So how do they now change the weight distribution? Because if we are going on the right, that means we're adding more weight on the wrong side. So the car doesn't actually really balance as it should be.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, that's interesting drive though.
Very,
very interesting.
Mm. Okay, but thanks for letting us know what it feels like to drive an economy car.
we had to bring us back to earth with that one.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Yeah. Leave the AMGs.
Because it's not all about the cars, eh? The cars and the chicks and the.
No, it is. Mm.
No, it is all about that.
Oh, okay.
He's lying.
Brad has not seen that many good-looking women in his lifetime. As
oh yeah,
no one has in that space.
He had whiplash. Literally whiplash.
You're the only single guy here, Brad. So did you get any numbers?
I got some numbers, but
are we taking Lobola over to like some other part of the world?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
How's the development going there?
It's going. It's developing beautifully. Okay. It's just rising higher, up and up.
You're talking on Skype and everything. And,
his biggest regret is language. He just couldn't speak the language.
It's very frustrating.
If he had language on his side, he would be the man. But unfortunately,
yeah, you
but
know
then
what?
You speak foreign yeah, is more attractive.
Come on, right?
I have to learn the hard way, so next time I'll be prepared.
Alright, okay. Well, that's about it from us, because we have to get out of here. The next show is about to come on. So next week, what will we be doing on RBC, apart from, of course, always talking about things like motoring, where to eat out, and style tips? What else is happening?
Well, I'm going to the Grand
again. You seem to be a regular there. What's going on?
Okay, Judge Judy. But yes, so next week I'll be talking about my experience, my formal experience at
You'll
the Grand.
You'll be talking about your experience again.
Yes.
Because that's what you spoke about last week.
Yes. Come, Judge. Come. I'm waiting.
I'm just asking you a question.
Yes.
You were there
last week.
You're going again next week. Oh, it's a little bit much. Oh, I'm just saying.
Oh, if you want to join me, just say so. You know,
I'd love to join you,
so
but
let's
I can't.
Go then.
I,
no, you
I,
can't.
I just can't.
Oh,
I can't.
Okay.
Bad,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
Sean's raised his hand to join.
Sean, you and I are going to the Grand.
I'm so there.
Yeah.
But you know, you could actually take me as, because you know.
No, no. You had your chance.
As a baby shower thing.
Mm. He's trying to think of excuses how to get out of the house.
Let's do your baby shower.
Your baby showers. I'm having my baby shower at the Grand.
Yeah.
Right,
good idea.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Because then there's like all representative of like baby stuff.
Babies.
You know? Like
there's
what
people with
like.
Milk jugs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that sort of thing. What babies like.
Yeah.
Things the baby likes.
Making babies there. You know.
Making babies.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's us for this week. We're out of here. What would you like us to play before we leave? Any particular music?
Yes, please, nothing that Dimitri selects. Duncan,
oh,
just
well, Duncan's always the one selecting the music, and you are the one who's always complaining. So now you're going to say that in front of him.
Yeah.
Let's try Brown Eyes. I don't know. That got a huge laugh. Maybe not. Okay, we're going to do the away game. I don't know what this song is. You know, I'm not that young anymore. So I hope you like it. If you don't, then I don't care. Goodbye.
Bye.
CliffCentral.com